Welcome back, Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. My guest today is one of the bravest, most outspoken, most fearless warriors on the front lines for truth and justice. She fights medical tyranny. She puts out the facts no matter what. And she is a hero of mine. And I welcome Dr. Stella Emanuel. How are you?
You are my hero too, Mel. We all have to keep the fight.
I know. So well, I'm really honored to be here today. So, you know what? It's nice to be on the front lines with somebody like you because you give me so much inspiration. Yes. And I had to have you on immediately upon watching the POC stuff unfold, because about a year ago, I saw Bill Gates come out and say that we should prepare for a smallpox outbreak. Then they find some smallpox somewhere in Philadelphia. Then they have a simulation like Event 201 in Germany, where the Gates Foundation was involved.
A year later,
we have a monkeypox outbreak. What's the story?
I just believe that they are still trying to just get people scared so that eventually they'll give us a shot. Because you see, I hear that the Biden administration has bought millions and millions of pox vaccines. Right. Millions, you know. This is the thing. The first thing we need to do is that we have to stop being scared.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, when you hear stuff like this, one of the big things that I've been working on is trying to get immunity boosted. And I'm telling you, we found an article that was done under the NIH about something called pitcher plant,
right,
which is actually like, you know, when they came and brought smallpox blankets to the Indians.
Right.
Some Indian tribes survived because they used the pitcher plant. So we're working right now to get something, an immune booster for that it can help for chickenpox, smallpox, monkeypox, dogpox, birdpox, whatever kind of pox.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'm just saying that, number one, we need to stop being scared because right now, a lot of people are really like going like totally crazy because of monkeypox. We need to stop being scared. That is the same way they scared us when with their COVID, and many people died of fear.
Right, right.
We need to stop being scared. That's number one. Number two, we need to realize that whatever it is that they are trying to bring, we need to boost our immunity. Most viruses, or what they call viruses, really affect people because their immunity is bad.
Right.
So we need to make sure that our immunity is good. Make sure that your vitamin D in the summer, because vitamin D, potent for viruses. That is why a lot of people get viruses in the winter.
Right.
Make sure your vitamin D levels are high enough. Make sure you take zinc. Zinc is a potent antiviral, any virus.
Right. Well, you have a lot of protocols, but you created a bunch of protocols for this.
Yes, we have a lot of products.
Right.
We have put together. Yeah, it's like, you know, one of the things we put together, COVID, like that has like elderberry and it has like pomegranate and everything. We have a lot of products that we've put together. If you go on our website, Dr. Stella MD, you can get them.
Right.
But what I'm trying to get across to people, it's not even about our products. It's the fact that get your vitamin D levels up. Make sure you're taking zinc, elderberry, you know, things like just make sure you're immune boosted.
Right.
If your immunity is strong, there are many people that don't get sick from viruses.
Nope.
If you get your immunity up and running, you're not going to be so terrified about everything that passes by. These people are going to continue these germ games.
Right.
And I don't care. Don't get vaccinated with anything they bring. If you have to die, hey, give your life to Jesus and go home. That's what I'm going to say, because we cannot keep just getting scared about monkeypox and smallpox and hemorrhagic fever and Ebola. And just mentioning something about hemorrhagic fever and Ebola. Don't let them scare you about hemorrhagic fever and Ebola. Ebola and hemorrhagic fever, they are the kind of viruses that they don't last. They burn out very fast. So they cannot produce a pandemic.
Mm.
A lot of people right now, a lot of people that took the smallpox vaccine in them days are going to be immune to monkeypox.
Right. Yeah.
So don't be scared. So that is the first thing I tell people. Get fear out.
Right.
Build your immunity. They're going to continue playing these germ games. Make sure you're spiritually all right. So that if something crazy really happened and then you have to die, then you go home to be with Jesus.
Right.
We are in the end times, Mel. A lot is going to happen. They're not going to stop with monkeypox. They're not going to stop until they either get every single person vaccinated like they think they can, or the battle continues being fierce. Because, first of all, do you know these people, they did not think that we were going to fight back this fiercely.
Right.
So they are just retreating right now. People are thinking, well, this is over. No, it's not. They are just retreating to regroup. They are meeting in Davos.
I know.
What are they talking about? They want to give the WHO total control over all our countries, all nations.
Right.
Why? Because the next time they throw another germ game, they want to be able to force us and take over our nations.
Yeah.
So these are things that we need to stand for. So whether it's monkeypox coming in the horizon, or it's smallpox, or it's whatever else, number one, fear, no fear.
Right.
Rebuke fear in Jesus' name and stop being afraid.
Yeah.
We have been living with viruses and bacteria and many of these things for generations, and humanity has survived.
Exactly.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Number two, remember that these people, these things, these creatures, they are not human. And their agenda is to destroy humanity.
Right.
So make sure you're spiritually all right. Make sure your life is right with Christ, so that if something happens right now, if we roll into tribulation, that you're going to be okay.
Right.
Number three, boost your immunity. If a lot of people died from COVID because they had vitamin D deficiency. A lot of people died from COVID because they were already immune sick.
Right.
There are many people that did not die from COVID that were okay.
Right.
I've had people that will call me 30-something-year-old, totally terrified that they are going to die. I said, you're 34 years old. You don't have any medical issues. The likelihood of you dying from COVID is zero.
Right.
So stop being afraid.
Yeah.
So what we have to stop right now is fear.
Right.
Number two, I don't know whether it's number two or three or four.
I think we're up four.
Yeah. I'm working with a lady that is a naturopathic doctor to put together what we're going to call the Pox Immune Plus.
Oh, great.
We're going to have pitcher plant.
Great.
Echinacea. Wow, something like they call it. She has this stuff she's putting together. Pitcher plant, echinacea, and I think they call the other one turkey leg or turkey foot or something. It's one of those grasses. But they are putting it together. And hopefully we should have it up. We're probably going to have the button up. You can actually pre-order it on our website.
Great.
We're going to be putting that together for, we are putting the Pox Immune Plus.
Right.
To boost your immunity against all the poxes.
Right. Yeah. Now that's why I asked.
Everybody.
Because everyone's going to be doing that. So we need to go to people that we trust like you to find it, because this is also the same realm where the FDA doesn't consider natural medicine. So they don't want anyone to get this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's why you're doing a service by vetting it and having it available. Because I'm finding, I've sent a couple people to your telehealth website to do telehealth with you recently because they're getting COVID, or supposedly. And still, CVS, Walgreens, they won't give out, most doctors won't give prescriptions for hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, but then they go to the pharmacy and they won't either. And I've been sending people to you because I cannot believe that they are still not allowing these drugs.
Yes. But you know what, Mel? We did something really, really interesting. We produce, when we set up our telehealth services,
yeah.
We built our telehealth platform from scratch. It cost us hundreds of thousands, but we built it from scratch.
Yeah, it's great.
So it cannot be taken down. We host with Epic. Epic, they can't take it down. Epic is like, you know, one of the conservative sites. Number three, we got mom and pop pharmacies from all over the nation.
Right.
And when we got our mom and pop pharmacies, so we send all our prescriptions to our mom and pop pharmacies and they ship it directly to our patients. So we basically have bypassed the Walgreens and their like.
I know.
The other thing that we did is that we have doctors licensed in all 50 states. But here is the catch. If you wait till you're sick, it takes 48 hours to see you, get your medication shipped to you overnight. It's actually going to cost you a whole lot of money to get the medicine to you overnight. What if you just now, while you're not sick, get your hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet.
Right. That's what I said to my mom.
Even her Dr. Pope.
Yeah. I said that to my mom. I said, go on Stella's site and do the telehealth and have it just in case, because she had friends. She's in her 80s. She had friends coming down with it. And I said, this is preventative. And you, listen, you're barely, I mean, you're barely charging for such a good service. And honestly, at this point, Stella, we're at a place where I wouldn't even want to go to the hospital or most doctors at this after what I've seen the last 2 years. So like telehealth with somebody you trust is making a lot more sense than even it did before COVID.
Yep. And if you go to drstellamd.com, if they use the promo code MELK, they'll get 5% off.
Ah, that's
but Mel,
awesome.
Here's what I want to tell our people. We are, please listen. Do not be afraid. Number one. Number two, build your immunity. Vitamin D, zinc. Zinc is a potent antiviral. But the issue with zinc is that zinc cannot go into your cells by itself. So that is why we put zinc together with quercetin or with hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. They all open zinc channels and allow zinc into the cell. I don't care what virus it is, zinc is still going to deal with it. So if you get ivermectin, if you get hydroxychloroquine, if you get our vitamin that has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin in one pill, then you have something that can take zinc into the cell, and zinc is a potent antiviral.
Right.
We have something that we did. One of the biggest products that we put together is called CoviLite. Right. It has everything. It has elderberry. It has pomegranate. It has ginseng. It just has a lot of the immune... I'm telling you, this past 2 years has been so crazy. My brain has just switched to just treating disease to health. You know what I'm saying? So when you get these vitamins, get it. This other thing that we had, iodine. Why do we need iodine? If there is a nuclear attack, you're going to need potassium iodide. Why? You take it for 14 days. Your thyroid takes up the iodine. Once your thyroid takes up the iodine, then you cannot absorb nuclear energy. So protects you. So everybody needs to have iodine in at home. Potassium iodine, now you can barely find it, but we have it. We're just getting our shipment in. Potassium iodine, they need to get. So you need to have your potassium iodine. You need to have the CoviLite that will cover it. You need to have your vitamin that has C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We're putting together the POX Immune Plus.
Right.
And then we're putting together the Viral Immune Plus.
Cool.
Viral Immune Plus is going to have all the vitamins that you will need to be able to help you boost your immunity against whether it's any of the viruses that's coming up.
Right.
So that is my thing is, and you know, please, this is not a sales pitch. You don't have to come to our website.
No, I know. Because I think people should get that. I think what you said is the key. Have the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine and all of the stuff you're saying, D, zinc, in your medicine cabinet now.
Yes.
People that are waiting, and then they call me and they say, "Oh, okay, you know," and I go to Dr. Stella's site. You know, you should. We really need to plan. They're not giving up on this. Mm-hmm. They're already bringing back masks in New York. I mean,
it's crazy. You know what, Mel? We have a program we put together called Autoship Program, where if they go on our website and they sign up for Autoship, any of our products, they become our preferred clients. If they get sick, we give them 3 free visits.
Right, I know that.
So that way, because see, this is so crazy. During Delta, we were getting 700 to 800 patients a day.
I know.
There are people that died because we couldn't get to them. So I'm trying to set up a situation where we know who our patients are. So if you want to, because we're going to get to a stage where it's going to get busy. Everybody will be running after us. Emmanuel, do this, and we'll have 1,000, 2,000 people a day.
I know.
And we're not going to be able to handle it.
Right.
So right now, if you go on our website, you become a preferred client. Get the autoimmune. You can get any of our vitamins. It's very cheap, $99. I mean, most of our vitamins, by the way,
it's
3
so
of them,
cheap.
Like $150.
No, for
$99,
it's such a bargain.
Yes. Listen.
It's great.
This is what I'm doing. It's to help the people. Listen, this is actually to help people because
I know.
If you sign up for that $99, you get vitamins worth like $150. But here's the issue. We will give you 3 free visits a year.
I know.
3 free acute care visits. That means if you get COVID, we take care of you. If they throw out Ebola, we figure out we'll take care of you. If they throw out whatever, we're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
So you're going to get 3 visits in a year. And I'm just telling everybody, do it now while you can, because when we get busy, we're not going to get to people.
Yeah.
Then the other thing that we put together is we put together what we call the respiratory care kit. During the Delta, we did not have, we could not reach people. And then guess what? People could not get breathing machines.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We could not get nebulizers. So we've put together this cute little nebulizer that you can actually just, you can actually just put it in your, we said cute little nebulizer. We're going to get a sample for you. You can actually just charge it and put it in your purse. It's tiny. It has a little bag. You charge it and you put it in your purse.
Oh, wow.
And carry it with you. If you go somewhere, if you need a breathing treatment, you don't have to, because people were trying to get nebulizers. We would call in medications, budesonide, albuterol. People could not get nebulizers. A lot of people are in their homes. They cannot check their oxygen. So we got the pulse oximeter for you.
Oh, wow.
So
that's awesome.
We want everyone. Yes. So we have the respiratory care kit, which contains the pulse oximeter, the nebulizer, and we have incentive spirometer that exercises your lungs, and N-acetylcysteine. N-acetylcysteine, FDA tried to take it from over the counter.
Right.
N-acetylcysteine helps to break loose mucus from your chest. It's an antioxidant. It's a mucolytic. It helps to deal with viruses that are in your chest. So there's just a lot. And I'm just like, God, please, America, listen. Take care of your stuff now that we're still, it's not crazy yet.
No. And I want to ask you something, because I got some email, two of them, two different emails, one from a nurse and one from somebody saying that after they got the shot, there was outbreaks of shingles and herpes, which I think are related to the pox virus. But why is that happening? Yes. Is that happening because they had it inside of them and their immune system was messed up? Because this is it's happening a lot.
Yes.
People talk about it.
It's probably. Mm-hmm. Yes. Most times people that have had chickenpox, if they get immune problems, like if they get immune depressed, that is why people that have HIV end up getting AIDS, not HIV. People that are in full-blown AIDS end up getting shingles and everything, because the pox virus kind of stays in your system and then it reactivates the varicella. You know something? So that's probably what is happening. They get herpes. Herpes stays in your system, is dormant. And then if your immunity gets down, that's people get herpes or when they go to school and they're stressed out. They're taking an exam, they're stressed out, they get a fever blister.
Right.
Because, you know, the same thing with the vaccine. The vaccine is stressing out people's immunity, depressing our immunity, and allowing things, even cancers. People that have had cancers that were in remission, they are having cancers right now coming up. My brothers and sisters, fellow Americans, fellow worlds, please do not stop taking the shots. Stop taking any of them. If there's a pox virus or monkey pox or gorilla pox outbreak, please take your chances with gorilla pox.
Right. I heard they have a leopard pox coming. So they're really going for it.
Boost your immunity. Boost your immunity and take your chances with gorilla pox or monkey pox or whatever. Do not take the shots, because that's all. You see, all this stuff that they are doing, it's all about making us take the RNA shot. That's it. Whether it's monkeypox, whatever, they want us to take the RNA shot.
Right. It's unbelievable. It's so crazy at this point to watch it going. And, you know, it's a spiritual battle as well. And again, we talked once before about it, that hope and God and prayer, that has a lot to do with healing. And these same people that we're talking about that are meeting at the WHO in Davos, they basically say, like, there is no God. Mm-hmm. That is all fraudulent. It's all AI coming for doctors. There's not going to need doctors.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the spiritual side of this, in terms of even our physical and our health.
It's so important.
I know. Yeah. And that's
we have to read the Bible. We have to read Revelation. Revelation 13, verse 14 says the devil was going to deceive the people of the world, and they will make images unto the devil. The devil will have power to give breath to these images, that they will speak and they will cause those that will not take the vax, take the mark, to be killed. So a lot of this, Bill Gates, them and their likes, I don't know whether they are still human or they are just clones. Images that have been, that with demonic spirit living in them. Because you see, the deception is not just for humanity and us, the underlings. The deception is also for the elites.
Right.
Those elite human beings that were deceived by the devil to say, okay, we're going to make you live forever. We're going to make sure that if you die, we'll download your brain to the Internet of Things. It's a deception.
Right.
Because Mel, they will die, all right? And guess what? They would be cloned, all right. But guess what's going to live in those clones? Demonic spirits.
Right.
They will die and go to hell. So we don't know whether Klaus Schwab or Yuval Noah or Bill Gates or Fauci, whether they are still the real ones or they are the clones and the real ones have been killed off.
So we don't know. All I know is they are going human. For it. And we need to be prepared. And I needed to have you on because the main point of having you on is that we don't want people to wait. A and B, as people are waking up like me, if I get sick, I'm not going to want to go to the local doctor in New York because they're all in on it or they don't know or they're useful idiots. But for $100, way less than my insurance costs per month, I can have you on call for any emergency. And most things you don't even need to go to the doctor.
Yes.
So that's why I just wanted to have you on because I see them ramping up. Yeah, not only with the pox, but in New York, they're bringing back the masks. They're ramping up
everything.
Yeah. So we really need to prepare. We can't wait and then go to Stella's website when you're desperate. That's the dumb thing to do. This is a preparing time. And again, just to have it on.
Be ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. That's what we're saying. Readiness. This is readiness time. Right. Preparedness now. If you go on our website, we have this. It actually has by his stripes, your healed. Put on top of it. We have the best. We have to make sure that we are ready. Get your nebulizer in your house so that when you cannot breathe, it's a very cute little nebulizer. Very cute. I love it. It's so cute. You put in a little bag. See? You connect your mask right here.
Right.
You know, awesome. You connect your mask or your tubing right here.
Right.
And that's it. You're able to get, you just press it up. Put your medicine in here.
Right.
And get your breathing treatment.
Nice.
And you're going to need it.
I know.
And you're going to need the breathing treatment. Everybody's going to need it when stuff hits the fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? By the time you need budesonide to clear your lungs or albuterol or any of these things, you're going to need this. Even people that are using chlorine dioxide and just all kinds of stuff, we need a nebulizer.
Right.
This is cute. You can carry it. You can charge it the same way you charge your iPhone.
Right. And that's what we got to do. That's why you and I want people to be prepared.
Go to our website.
Yeah. Anything could come. And also on the Mel Kay Show partners page, there's a direct link as well. And look, both Dr. Stella and I, we just really want people to not be caught off guard, not at last minute panic, because there's a lot of people that are still not listening to you and the other frontline doctors. And, you know, it's a shame. But for the people that we are reaching, it's really important that you you prepare now. And it's a great idea. I've sent several people to Stella because we don't really have to go to the doctor for everything. So you have a good plan where you can jump on 3 times a year for like less than $100 whenever you need something. She sends the medication right to you.
$9.
I know who you're working for.
Sign up for our autoship. Yeah. Because with the autoship, that is just help because I'm barely paying my physicians off that. It's just help. It's like giving back. And you know what, Mel? Another way I would tell people to prepare is, you see our ranch? If you go back there, we have food. We're growing our own lettuce and tomatoes and we're growing our own potatoes and everything. It doesn't matter. You can grow your own food in just little jars and little, go to the store and buy those little buckets and get mulch from the store, get plants, grow your own lettuce off your leftovers.
Right. Right.
You can grow lettuce just if you have a small space, even in your balcony, maybe in your kitchen, just put a table close to the window and you can start growing your food, tomatoes, garlic, leeks, you know, just grow your own food. And the last thing, stock up food. Right. When I started talking about it last year, that everybody get bags and bags of rice and beans and everything, people are not listening. If you had stock up formula, you will not be crying right now how to feed your baby. Right. Stock it up now. Right. Now, today's formula. The Bible says in Revelation 6 that the third horse of the apocalypse is famine. It talks about, a quarter of wheat for a day's wages. That's like a loaf of bread for a day's wages. Can you imagine if a loaf of bread is $200?
I can right now. I really do. I've been saying this for a year too, that they were going to go for the famine. They're going for it. You know,
they're talking about it.
I know.
Biden is talking about it. Klaus Schwab is talking about it. We are seeing it in the grocery stores. We're seeing, a bag of rice that used to be $5 is about $9 right now. They are emptying our gasoline store so that the price of gas should not hit $20. What happens when they empty the stores? The price of gas will still hit $30 and then it'll be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like they're following the Venezuela plan.
Today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, this is what it's about.
Today,
also, yeah. Sally, you the thing about you is you are really people that don't know you in real life, you come up to you and you're like glowing. You have something really special. And the one thing is you're really working for God and country, and it's bigger than what it seems.
Yeah.
And that's why when I saw people starting to panic, I was like, I got to get Stella on here because you really seem. So I just wanted you to say something to the people so that they, because you have a lot of wisdom, so that they not only don't fear, but actually go the other way.
Yes. If you go on our website, on the top of the website, you have prayer for the vaccinated. We actually have a prayer day. If you've been vaccinated, you can download it. It'll show you how to repent and how to pray. If you go on our on our website where you have the Bethel Ranch, we have a prayer line.
Oh, nice.
That you can join that prayer line daily. But on Tuesday night, we do deliverance where we pray for all this programming to get out of the minds of people. Mel, a lot of the patriots are getting demonic attacks.
I know.
Get on that deliverance prayer line. So we can pray for you and cast some of that stuff out of your mind, out of your body, out of your soul. They are getting stuff fired at them. So today is Tuesday. Today is like we have deliverance night tonight. So if you go on our website, the prayer line number is there. If you go on our website, you go to the Bethel Ranch. You can come for once a month revival where you can actually pray and deal with, get refreshed and revived. And it's free. We have over maybe 100 and something rooms in this place, and it's free to everyone. You know what I'm saying? So we just don't sit down there and just be afraid. Join us on the prayer line so that you can get prayed for. Go on our website, download the prayers, repent if you've been vaccinated. God will turn your DNA around and, get all the immune support that you need. Get food, stock up and water, and just trust in Jesus. Because at the end of the day, if we don't get revival, if we don't lay out and cry out for God for revival, we're going to go into tribulation. And at the end of the day, this world is going to get destroyed. You want to make sure that when things come to craziness, you're going to be fighting on the Lord's side.
Right. Exactly.
So that's all we'll tell people. You understand what I'm saying? And do not be afraid. The Bible says when we see all these things happening, we should rejoice because our redemption draws nigh. You see, these Davos people, they are saying that in about 5 to 10 years, every one of us will be a human cyborg. No. In 5 to 10 years, they will be buried.
Right.
They will be buried in the tombs they will run into when the Lord Jesus comes. You know, they're going to run into their tombs to hide. They're going to run into their bunkers.
That's what we hear.
The Lord.
Yep.
The earth, you know who is going to deal with them? It's the earth. The earth will say, God, can I have the pleasure of dealing with them? The earth will swallow them up straight to hell like he did for Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. That's going to be the end of it.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to get destroyed.
Well, that makes sense since they've been using the earth. They've been using the earth to terrorize people with climate change emergencies. So that would be just desserts, right?
Oh, yes. The earth is alive and the earth obeys God.
Yeah,
the earth should be like, Lord, give me the pleasure of ending this right now. And the earth will open its mouth and swallow their bunkers and they will go to hell alive. The bunkers will land in hell and Satan will be like, welcome, 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 thou good and faithful servant.
You're right.
And then God will remodel this world and we're going to live happily ever after.
I agree.
It's 1,000 years of millennia.
So I 100% agree with you.
So probably afraid.
I think on the other side of this.
If you're a child of God, there's no reason to be afraid. Our redemption draws nigh. And I'm going to pray before we leave.
Let's do it. Go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now for everyone listening to the sound of my voice. Lord, I rebuke the spirit of fear and I command that spirit to go to the pit where it belongs in the name of Jesus. Father, open the eyes of everyone listening to the sound of my voice. Open the eyes of their understanding that they will see the hope, oh God, the hope of the glory. They will see, oh God, the inheritance that they get in Christ Jesus. And that they will know, oh God, that our redemption draws nigh, and they will not be afraid when they see all these things. Father, I pray, oh God, that the veil of darkness upon the minds of people that has been programmed by this demonic oligarch will be torn in the name of Jesus. Father, set confusion, oh God, among in the camp of the enemy of humanity, oh God, that they will begin to fight and destroy one another in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, that everyone listening to the sound of my voice, Lord, that they will see the veil of darkness will tear off their minds. They will receive the glorious light of the gospel. And if you're listening to me, just call on Jesus. The Bible says, whosoever calls on the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Just call on the Lord Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins, save my soul, be my Lord and my Savior. And just, Father, let people now receive, oh God, revival in their soul in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the peace that surpasses all understanding to cover everyone listening to us today in Jesus' name. I pray for my sister Mel and all the other patriots that are fighting, oh God, for your hand of protection upon every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You're the best. I can't wait to see you in Virginia Beach, as always, and have an amazing revival. No, I got to get down there.
I'm coming to New York.
What?
I'm coming to New York next week. Next
what?
Weekend.
Oh, boy. You better yes. send me that information.
I'm going to be. Yes. Remember, we're going to be there with Mary. Mary Clark,
oh, okay,
Dr.
great.
Mary.
Then I'll see you. I'm going to be there as well on June 4th.
So I'm going to
We got to share that information as well. So I will see you there with a big hug. And thank you for coming on. I wanted people to know there's somewhere to go now to prepare. And that is Dr. Stella Emanuel. Go to the Mel Kay Show partners page. It'll take you right to her website. And thank you again so much, everyone. Yes. Oh, and use the Mel Kay code because she'll be extra nice.
Yes.
Yes.
If you use Mel Kay, you get 5%. God bless every one of you.
Thank you so
much,
Mel. Lady. You're the best. Thank you.